الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون. In the earlier verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about belief in the oneness of Allah and affirmation in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then listen, O man, if you do not want to take up the time and trouble of looking into the existence of Allah, of looking into the proofs and arguments of the oneness and existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then take a look at yourselves and see how you were created. What were you? So Allah says, كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. If you look at yourselves, this will be sufficient as a proof for the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, how dare do you disbelieve in Allah? كَيْفَ تَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ. How dare do you disbelieve in Allah? وَكُنْتُمْ أَمْوَاتًا فَأَحْيَاكُمْ. Allah says, you were lifeless. You were lifeless and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you life. What were you? Allah created you from a drop of sperm, and then from there you were a clot of blood, and then from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you a piece or a lump of flesh, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made from this lump of flesh, Allah made bones, and Allah clothed these bones with flesh again, and then Allah produced you as man. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah is the Lord, Allah is the Lord of all the worlds. So Allah, this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you. You were nothing. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Then it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, who will grant you death, and Allah will then restore your life, and then you shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again for hisab. You will give Allah an account of all the deeds that you performed in this world. So this verse here is sufficient as a proof for the existence and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. That it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created for you whatever is on this earth. Mufassirin mentioned, this refers to the anhar, the rivers, the trees, the crops, the vegetation, etc. All of these things are here subservient for man on this earth. And then Allah says, ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. That after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, and after Allah created whatever is on this earth, then Allah focused His attention on the sky. And then Allah made the skies into seven skies. فَسَوَّاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Allah made them into seven skies. Here in this verse, the word istiwa literally means to rise from one place to another place. It means to ascend. إِرْتَفَعَ, to ascend. But here in this context, istiwa means to focus one's attention on something. Why? Because we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from space. And there can be no physical ascension for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So istiwa in this verse means to focus one's attention onto something. So after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, then Allah focused His attention on the sky, and Allah made them into seven skies, and Allah says, He is the most knowledgeable. He knows everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. He knows everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the omniscient. Here Mufassirin mentioned different verses of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. In one verse Allah says, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. That indeed, your Lord is Allah. Which Allah? The one who has created the heavens and the earth over a period of 6 days. Under the tafsir of this verse, Sa'id ibn Musayyab, he says that if Allah wanted, Allah could have created the heavens and the earth in a lamha, in a flash of a second, in one moment, in 1 second, Allah could have created the heavens and the earth. So why did Allah take 6 days to create the heavens and the earth? He says here Allah wants to teach man that when man, you are to embark upon some important issue, upon something serious, then you should take your time and do it properly. That is why Allah created them over a period of 6 days. And the details of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, or the makeup of the creation of the heavens and the earth, this is found in the 24th part of the Quran. Then Allah says, قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمٍ. If you want to know exactly, precisely, how many days did it take me to create just the earth itself? So Allah says that Allah precisely created the earth only over a period of 2 days. 2 days Allah took for the creating of the earth itself. We're not talking about the sky. This is just the earth. And then after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following 2 days, Allah made these firm, pegged, unshakable mountains and Allah placed them on this earth. And then Allah وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا فِي أَرْبَعَةِ أَيَّامٍ. And then Allah, after making these mountains and placing these mountains on this earth, Allah then blessed this earth. How? By giving this earth plenteous water, abundant water, and all the fruit we see on this earth. And then Allah ordained and divided the aqwat, the sustenance of people, the sustenance of animals, sustenance of the different creatures that we see on this earth. All of this happened in a period of 2 days. So the earth, together with whatever relates to the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them over a period of 4 complete days. In the remaining 2 days, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focused his attention onto creating the sky. Allah says, فَقَضَاهُنَّ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Then Allah made the skies, made the heavens, and Allah made them 7 skies, 7 heavens. And Allah says, وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحٍ وَحِفْظًا. Allah says, the sky that you and I can see, that is the lower sky, Allah beautified and adorned the sky with lamps, masabih. This refers to nujum, the stars, because the stars, they give brightness. So we beautified the lower sky with lamps, with lights. This refers to the stars. Wahibza, and the second role that the stars play in the sky is, they serve as a defense, they protect against the shayateen. Allah says, ذَٰلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the ordainment of Al-Aziz, the one who is almighty, the one who is almighty, all-powerful, he can do whatever he wants to do. He is the omnipotent Al-Alim, the one who is the omniscient, the one who is well aware of everything. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the makeup of man, how Allah then created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah, we shall do that verse tomorrow.